Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I bring you greetings from our dear man of God, Pastor Mavis. He's away in our Juju Church ministry in there this morning. Can we give glory to God for that? And I count it a privilege to be the word ministering to us this morning in this service. Yeah. So this morning we're going to be looking at praise. That's what we're talking about this morning. Praise. Do we know that everybody can dance? Some people don't believe. Some people say, I know how to dance. Everybody can dance. Dancing is movement. Dancing is actually movement. Movement is dancing. So you've been dancing since you have been in your mother's womb. Because you are moving. So something within you, that's why you see an average, a baby that doesn't understand my music, I hear sometimes, try to just shaking head or shaking the body like this. That's their dance. You see that head or like this. They don't have another step. Then as they grow older, they begin to fit into the steps that are available. And that's the issue some of us are having. You think that dance has to be in a special, particular way. It has to be certain steps. It has to be, no. What God is asking us to do today in praising and dancing to Him is an instruction. Is to move your body. Tell somebody, move your body. Tell another neighbor, move your body. So I don't want you to be focused on whether you know how to dance or you think you don't know how to dance. Don't focus on that. Let your attention be on what the word of God says. So what is praise? Praise is commendation, favorable representation of words. Praise is saying the things that you are capable of doing. Praise is talking about the things that you have done or the things that you will do. And in respect to God this morning, he's talking about who God is, what God is capable of doing, what God has done and what God can still do. So praise has to do with the fact that we are exalting and extolling the name of God because God is who he is. So whether God has done something that you are asking him for a long time or he hasn't done it, you still deserve to praise him. And I will show us why we should be able to do that this morning. Why should we praise God? Psalm 147 tells us, verse 1 says that it is good for us to praise God. And that is why we praise God. Because it's a good thing for us to praise God. It's good for us to praise God. It's just as simple as that. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. So it is morally acceptable. It is ethically acceptable. It is Christianly acceptable. Whatever way you look at it, it's a good thing to praise God. You know, it can be in form of thanksgiving. When somebody does something for you and you say, thank you, I really do appreciate, you are praising them because you appreciate what they've done for you. So you are saying, oh, thank you so much for that. And the same thing that God expects of us. So it's a good thing when you thank somebody for something they've done for you. It's also a good thing when you do that to God. So it's a good thing to praise God. Number two, it is the reason why we are created. Revelation 4, verse 11 tells us that God created us for his own pleasure. We bring pleasure to God when we sing, when we praise him, when we dance before him. Can we see Psalm 147 from Psalm 149? Let's do Psalm 149. I want to show us something there. Psalm 149, it says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. Verse 2 says, Oh PTCC, rejoice in your maker. Oh people of PTCC, exult in your king. Verse 3 says, praise his name with dancing. So it's an instruction. It's not something that we just came up with. We don't have what to do. No. Praise, that means God is saying that beyond you saying, oh God, you are good, you are great. You know, maybe like telling God, she says everything's criteria to him. Or, you know, hyping God and say, God, you are so wonderful. You are so powerful. You are so excellent. Ah, I see your handwork in my life. I appreciate you for what you did for me yesterday. God says, beyond all of those praising, take it a step further into dancing. Can you tell your neighbor, take it a step further into dancing? So God is saying to us in this season, in November, you know, that beyond the praising me, beyond saying that, oh, God is good and doing all of those things, dance. That's what he's saying. He says, praise him with dancing, accompanied with tambourine and harps. Thank God we have instruments in our church. So, accompanied with those instruments, we are going to praise God. We are going to dance. That's what God is requesting from us this morning. Praise the Lord, church. So, it's a good thing for us to dance. God created us for his own pleasure. And if dancing is what God requests of us, it brings pleasure to God. So, if you are the one that manufactures something and you want that thing to do something, that thing is not achieving that thing, you will not be happy. So God would not be happy if he gives an instruction and we are not doing it. The problem people have with dancing, let me tell us now, is that sometimes they are concerned about the people looking at them. Like, they'll feel like, oh, so you can dance, or so you cannot even dance, or they will laugh at you. I don't want you to be bothered about anybody. You did not come for anybody. There's this song that says that, no beside the Christ, now God I dey praise you. Do you know that song? That's a powerful song. It says, you really look at me, I'm dancing like I'm mad. It's not like I'm crazy, or not really, I'm crazy, you know, but it's not really, really what you're thinking. I'm dancing for God. It's about God. It means that I'm letting loose of myself. I forget self-esteem. I forget whether my clothes is fine or my shoe is fine, or I'm wearing wig. I can remove it. In the first service, the person that led the song, when she felt that, oh, this is look as if he wants to hinder my blessing, she took them off. So it's not a place to come and be feeling like, oh, I came to God's presence. If you can lose it, because God is requesting something from you. It's not a time to be all good and all right. Be on all right. It's okay in this service. So God is saying that I want you to take it a step further and dance for me. People sometimes feel very proud. Permit me to say, I feel it that when you cannot move your body in God's presence, it is a sign of pride. That's what I believe. I mean, this is the person that created heavens and the earth. He woke you up this morning. He did. And brought you here safely. And he's requesting, say, just dance. And some people dance in their private place. So God is saying, this is the public place. Come and shame yourself in my presence. So put aside the shame. Put aside the touchiness. And just come and express yourself. If you've ever been in the world before, if you ever tasted of the world, now is the time that is needed, you know. Those things you know about dancing is the time. This is the real place, actually. It's not in those places. If you ever went to the club and you danced out your heart, God is saying that you can do much more in my presence. Dance for me. That's what God is requesting this morning. Beyond praising, beyond giving your offerings, beyond tithing, beyond doing any other thing as a believer. In this season, God is requesting dance. 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 Dance for me. It's an instruction from God. And that's what God wants us to do in this season. Number three, praise is an expression of joy. When joy ceases, everything around you begins to dry up. Can we look at Habakkuk 3 from verse 17 to 19? It talks about the fact that even if the fig tree does not blossom, if things are not going the way that I planned, it will not still stop me from serving God. From verse 17, it says, even though the fig tree have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Can somebody give glory to God? He says, yes, I will. He says that even if things are not working the way I have planned that by the end of this year, I'm going to get married. Nobody has even, I don't even have a guy in my life. I will still praise the Lord. Ooh. Even if things are not going the way that I have planned, I have been eyeing this guy, giving green light, blue light. You don't know what time they talk. I will still praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. My business may not have worked the way I planned it. Maybe I had a target that by the end of November or October or something like that, I must have eaten this so amount in my capital or in my business, so number of profits, saved this amount, invested this, and it doesn't look like it. I will still praise God. You say, yet will I rejoice. Can I tell you something? Say, yet will you rejoice. It just goes to say that sometimes things will not work out the way you have planned. But if it's according to how God has planned, then be relaxed. Your life is in God's hands. You are safe. You are safer than having your life in your own hands. Yes, it's actually safer with God. So it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you are trusting God for anything whatsoever, for healing. And you are saying, God, I've been trusting you. And you look as if it's not yet done. He says, yet will I praise you. So we don't praise God as believers because of momentary things, because we are just happy, because God has done it. Even when God has not done it, even when he's looking as if it will not work out the way I have planned, I will still praise him, yet will I rejoice. My joy will not be shown, because once your joy goes, I'm telling you, the devil can get a hold of you. Because he begins to show you everything that is not working in your life. Your marriage is not working, your relationship is not working, your business is not working, your career is failing, academics is a mess, this one, now everything is going down. It begins to show you things. But the moment you stand with the joy, I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Despite all, I will yet praise him. I will yet rejoice. You just find some level of strength on the inside of you that I know things may not be working. I know it's not looking like what I planned. Yet, I will rejoice. I don't know God is speaking to this morning, but I pray for you that the joy of the Lord will continually be your strength in the name of Jesus. It's an expression of gratitude to God. Number four, if God has done something for you and you want to show that you are grateful, dance. Dance. Because if you go before the governor of a state or the president of a nation, and that is what is required of you, you will do it. Will you not do it? You will. If you can do that for men, man, is it God you can't do that for? So you are going to take away the pride this morning. When we get to that level, you take away the pride, the shame, the embarrassment. You are going to dance like you're crazy because, you know, somehow you're crazy, but not the crazy crazy. But you're going to dance like that. Like, I'm letting loose of everything. Some have never seen some people dancing. They'll be shocked. They'll say, hey, so you can move your body. Yes. You will move your body for God. It's not for man. It's an instruction. So if you are showing that you are grateful to God for what God has done for you, it's good to dance. Because God has discretion that take it a step further and go into dancing. So as a show of gratitude, you praise God. You extol his name. You give thanks. You come in and give testimony and say, oh, look at what God did for me. I was sick last month. Today, I'm healed. I want to return all the glory to God. Yes. But what God is saying, to that, add dancing. To that, shake your body joint. To that, move your body. That's what God is requesting this morning. So quickly, let's see the benefits of praise. What are the benefits of praise? Testimonies abound in praise. Let me see if I can read a few testimonies here. From us, when we had the last praise session, when we had the 7 nights of praise, somebody shared and said that depression left her. You know, she was depressed. She came into service depressed. But during that praise session, she got healed. Somebody testified and said that during that praise session, that time we had that praise session, she had, is it pile now? Now, it has been there for years. She was in that praise session. She danced. And danced like her life depended on it. And God healed her. I know her personality. It's been how long now? She has never talked about it again. God, in fact, she said when she wanted to use the toilet the other day, she was asking, Abi, see, Daddy, Abi, Namino, you know, all those doubts. Nothing. This is something she has been using drugs for. They said she would do operation. She was scared and all of that. And God healed her. True praise, true dancing. Tell your neighbor, God can do it for you. If you dance today, praise God. So God does a lot of miracles. Now people said, oh, I had a headache, or I was feeling like this or like that, or something left me. I was losing a lot of strength, or whatever it is, sicknesses and diseases have jumped off people like that. Because maybe Pastor Matthew at that time said, praise, somebody shout, and they obey the instruction. Obedience is key. So even as our song leaders will come up and they say, oh, dance, shout, jump, don't just do, that's not jumping, you know. Jump is for, okay. That's your leg will be lifted from the surface of the head. That's jumping. If they say shout, you will shout. Because there is something, there's a blessing in obedience. It's when you obey that God cannot look to you and say, okay, on this matter, let's close it like this. Do you understand? So you must be willing to let go of everything this morning. You must be willing to release yourself. Don't say, oh, I'll be sweating when I dance. My wig will be removed. Anything you need to do, do. Praise God. So what are the benefits of dancing, of praising God? Praise is an instrument of warfare. 2 Chronicles 20. It's an instrument of warfare. In this place, we see the story of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. From verse 20, it says, early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of PTCC, believe in the Lord God and you'll be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, you will succeed. Verse 21. After consulting the people, the king appointed to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord, praising him for the holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Verse 22 says, at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. Okay, what happened next was that they started killing themselves. So, why did he say that? Believe on the Lord your God and you'll be established. Believe on his prophets and you'll prosper, you'll succeed, like NLT put it. Because he was going to say something that didn't make sense afterwards. We are going into battle. And the Lord is saying, in this battle, stand still, you don't need to fight. No weapons. Forget your knives, your cutlasses, your guns, your whatever ammunitions you have. In this battle, you are going to dance. You are going to sing. You are going to shout. You are going to rejoice. And it didn't make sense. So you had to tell them, hey, listen, if you can believe what God is saying through me, That's what he was saying. Joshua, that's what he was saying. If you can believe what the Lord God is saying through his prophet, then you are assured of victory. And what happened at the end? They arranged themselves. So the singers went ahead of those who should fight. In the end, I said, they started singing. The moment they started singing, war started happening. Their enemies were started fighting against each other. They were all encamped to fight against them, but they started fighting against each other. And the Bible records in verse 24 that not a single enemy was left. At the end of the whole fight, everybody died. I pray for you this morning as you dance. Those your enemies, wherever they are, your village people, your father's house, that are on your case. They don't want to let you go. Today, as you dance, the Lord will release ammunition in their midst in the name of Jesus. These things are true. These were enemies that were set out to destroy them. Destroy them and everything they stood for. But you dancing and singing, it didn't make sense. And it may not still make sense to you this morning, but Lord is requesting for you to dance. That's all he's asking. Just dance your heart out. Dance, that's what God is saying. So it didn't make sense to them, but they did it. And at the end, they had testimonies from it. They had testimonies from it. They had testimonies from that encounter. Every single thing, every single enemy died. They started fighting themselves. It's the same way the Lord will bring confusion in the camp of the enemy on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Another one we see, another reason is praise is an agent of increase. Can we look at Psalm 67 from verse 5 to 6? Psalm 67, 5 to 6. Praise is an agent of increase. Say, may the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all nations praise you. Verse 6 says, then the earth will yield its harvest. I think NKJV says yield its increase. And God, our God, will richly bless you. Do you see that? When you praise him, when you dance before him, when you loosen up yourself and you're not all coordinated in his presence, and you say, this is for God and I'm going to do it. God says that the earth will yield its increase. Whatever is remaining in this earth that should be yours, it should be produced. And he goes ahead to say that God will now richly bless you. Not just bless you, richly bless you in all manner of blessings. So there's blessing, there's a reward to this dancing. You're not just dancing for dancing's sake. You're dancing because God says to dance. Yet, there's going to be a reward in that dancing. The blessing. And you don't know how the blessings of the Lord will come. It doesn't just come with what you're asking God to do. It comes in many other dimensions. The things you're not even looking at, the things you're not even asking, are bigger than you can even imagine or even think about. That's how God works. Praise God. Praise is an instrument of deliverance from bondages and affliction. It's a catalyst for ushering the manifest presence of God. If you look at the book of Acts 16, 25 to 26, we'll see the story of Paul and Silas there. I don't know if you have heard people say things like, if prayer does not work, try praise. You know why they say that? Let me tell you why they say that. They say that because when you praise somebody, normal human beings, when you praise them, you let out their big heart. Their heart opens up to you and they begin to give you out of their good treasures. So when they say that when prayer doesn't work, prayer sometimes looks like warfare. Like you're not, prayer is not praising God, right? Prayer is more like talking to him and maybe fighting battles sometimes. But in praise, you are exalting the name of God. You are extolling his person, his personality, what he can do, the power that he has. And you are saying, more than any other person, any other thing in this world, you are the biggest, the greatest of them all. There is no God like you. That's what you're saying. And then God opens up the biggest part of his heart and begins to bring out of his good pleasures, of his good treasures, rather. The good things he has, he begins to bring them out for you. Take, and begins to bless you. Take, and begins to bless you. Take, because he's given everything that he has at that time. So in the first service, I made this illustration, and I'm going to do it again. So you attend a party, for example, and then before you know it, they call your name, and they start singing your praise. You know, especially all those, I understand Yoruba, so I'll use Yoruba for example. You know, they start saying all those things like, you are kinikon, and just start hyping you, psyching you. You didn't plan to spray them. That's not your plan. Your plan was just to go and meet the bride. I say, oh, my friend, happy wedding. I mean, is that happy wedding? Happy married life, you know, and you're embraced and you just want to do that. Before you know, they'll just call your name. They'll go and ask that, what's that friend? They'll call. They'll just start calling your name. They can say, Tommy C, Majo, Sibito. Can I have drum? Majo, Sibito. Majo, Sibito. Do you know what that means? They say, dance any how you like. You did not borrow money from anybody's father. So you now want to show that, true, I not borrow this money from your papa. Now my money, you start spraying. You forget that you have a budget. You only get back home to realize that, Jesus, I've spent more than I planned. while. You were singing your praise at that time, so you were excited. You forgot about your sorrow. You forgot that it's not even you that is doing the wedding. It's somebody's wedding. But you are so excited that, oh, it's my turn. You know, you will just be excited. Just imagine how it is if you do that to God. And I say, God, I hail you. Ah, Achewe Salama, now you be cool. After you, now you. Papa God, you are too much. You know how you're about to do it. And you are saluting. And God say, hey, who is that person? And he's speaking from heaven. Who is that? Hey, it's Gina. Angel, I don't know which angel. All the angels, come around, guys. Something is happening here. You need to spray this girl. And God begins to look into his treasure and say, take. Why? You are bringing something out from the heart of God. If men can do that, the Bible says that if you being evil can give good treasures to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? He will give much more to you. Much more God will give to you. So as you praise God this morning, as you dance before God, just know that what you are trying to eat is God's heart. So open up his biggest part of his heart. Let me put it that way. And they will begin to bring out all his good treasures for you in Jesus' name. So we see the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. And these guys were in prison. Things were not working the way they planned. You know, they were doing the things of God, though. Yes, they were arrested. But in the midst of that arrest, it's not them to be mourny or to be gloomy or to be, you know, having mood swing or to be feeling sad that, hey, see how my life now turned around. And I said, I should just serve God. You know, they weren't complaining or saying all those things. They decided to praise God. And the Bible records that the prison foundation was shaking. There was an earthquake. And everybody's chain was released. Now, what happened is this. It went beyond them. God did not just release them. God released every other person in that prison. It means that as you pray today, God can go to the foundations of your father's house, of your mother's house, or anything that is in your foundation that needs to be shaken and taken away and release it today in the name of Jesus. For somebody else, that your dance is the reason your mother is going to be healed or your father. So if it can happen to Paul and Silas, that through praying and singing, they sang, they worshiped God, they danced before him, they praised him. Singing goes with dancing. I don't know how people sing and don't dance. It's like eban soup. Or do you eat eban water? Maybe some people do, I don't know. But in this part of the world, is swallow and soup. So sometimes they are together. You cannot just be eating eba and say, oh, this eba is so wow, this is delicious eba. Eba that went to Harvard is a lie. You need soup to back it up. That's how singing and dancing. You cannot just be singing and just be standing like this. You can't. You will shake body. You will bend to the left. You will bend to the right. You will go forward. You will go back. You will do something for God. And so when these people started praising God, God delivered everybody in the prison. Everybody's chain was let loose. Everybody's bound. They were set free. Why? Because two people decided to shake the foundations of that prison. Praise God. I pray that as you praise God this morning, the Lord will shake every foundation that needs to be shaken in your life in the name of Jesus. Number four says, praise causes you to experience the wonders of God. In Exodus 15 verse 11. Can we see that, please? Praise causes you to experience the wonders of God. It says, who is like you among the gods? O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders. It says that the moment you praise God, you're fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. So the moment you begin to praise God, God begins to do wonders. Because what you are doing is, in our own, let me use it in our own terms. You are hyping God, you are psyching God, but it's not. That's not exactly the case. But I'm using that as an example because you cannot hype God for who is not. You know, you can psych people for who they are not. Even if their clothes is not fine, you can just salute them. Say, ah, this is your clothes too much. This is your clothes just fits you. Die. Just and they are feeling fly. God will not feel fly, but God is excited. God is happy, but he knows that what you're saying is actually true about him. You can deceive human beings and say, see your beautiful Esther, and the Esther is not beautiful. But you just said to make them happy, which is not good anyway, but that's not for today. But for God, if you hype God, if you psych God, quote and unquote, you are doing the thing that is real about him. So he says that when you go out to do this thing, you'll be experiencing wonders. You are praising me fearfully, you'll be experiencing wonders. So sometimes praise can come through just your worship to God. Through your singing, through the things that you say to God, that God is good and his mercies endure forever. That God is kind, that God is merciful. Some of us, if you look at what our lives have been like, honestly speaking, you really do know that you have reasons to thank God. You do know that you have reasons to thank God. You do know that you have reasons to thank God. If you look at if you backtrack and you just look back and say, my life. Anytime I look at my life, I feel no enjoy world, though, quote unquote. I may not have been there and I came out. But I thank God that I was never there. You know why? I know what I would have been. So anytime I remember that God saved me at a certain age, I actually thank God because that age was critical. I had made decisions on what I was going to do. And God single-handedly sent a savior to just take me out of that mess. Before I entered into the mess, I envisioned it in my mind that I think it's a good way to go. And God rescued me. So some of you, if you look at your life, how it would have been, or how it was, and who you are now, you say, God, I'm grateful. And to show that gratitude, God is saying, add dancing to it. That's what God is saying this morning. So when you praise God, you see that you experience the wonders of God. Number 5 is that praise breaks barrier. Praise breaks barrier. Yes, praise does break barriers. If you see the story of the walls of Jericho, it was another human being who says it's foolish. It wasn't logical. You want to take a city, go into a city and, you know, take over where God says you should. And you're asking us to go around the wall every day for 7 days. And on the 7th day, go 7 times. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. But they obeyed. They obeyed what the word of God said. They obeyed what God was saying to them at that time. And so they went to that place and they went around the world with singing, with dancing, with rejoicing, with shouting, blowing the trumpets or the harp or the ram's horn as they had back then. You know, they were just shouting, you know, screaming and just excited, and they were doing it. And on the 7th day, they went around 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. At the 7th time, the word came down. So it doesn't matter what mountain is before you. It doesn't matter what it is that you're going to feel like. This thing is... I'm not sure dancing can solve this problem. It didn't look like dancing can crumble the wall of Jericho. It is said that that wall was so big that horses can ride on it. That's how mighty the wall was. Was very thick wall. Thick walls. You cannot just break in. So they didn't even have the machinery to use to break it. Would they use or armor? They didn't have anything that was going to use. The only thing they could trust was to usher in God's presence. And that's what they did. So no matter the mountain that is standing before you, that thing that's an obstacle between you and your next phase of blessing, or where you are going in life, or anything, God is saying that if you can praise me this morning and do this, I'm asking you to do. I'm going to do that thing you're asking for. So it didn't look like it was going to be possible. It wasn't logical. But they went around that wall obeying, not grumbling and saying, why are we even going around this wall? How does this even make sense? We want to kill our enemies. We want to take over the land. You say if you go around the wall. They were not complaining. They were not contesting what the prophet said to them. They were ready to do exactly. After all, they were even helpless. I don't know who's in that situation today. You have tried every other thing. Let me tell you this morning to try praise. Let's try this morning. Let's try this praise. Let's try this praise. Let's try this place. The children of Israel tried it and it worked for them. And the walls of Jericho came down. They were able to enter into the city and take charge. Praise in the midst of troubles confuses the devil. That's another thing that you should know. It will confuse the enemy because he's trying to know that, why is this girl praising God? Why is this woman excited? Why is this man happy? I thought that the wife just fought with him. He's trying to understand why you are excited. He confuses him because he doesn't know the next move. So praising God and dancing before him makes the devil confused. Doesn't know your next move. Doesn't know what you are thinking or what. He's trying to understand. I thought that she's supposed to be sad. She just lost her phone. You know, some people, when they lose their phone, it's as if they lost the world. My advice to you, if the phone you are using now, you cannot buy it when you lost it. What should I say? It's not your phone. Yeah. If the phone you are using now, if you lost, you cannot buy it. Your heart will go up. You will save for 3, 5, 6, 7, 1 year. To get another one, it's not your phone you should be using. So some people, when they lose something, so that she just lost her phone. She's still happy. But the person will come to service and dance and say, nah, phone will be life now. I'm alive. I'll get another phone. That's not the problem. Oh, I just thought that your laptop was stolen yesterday and you're in church dancing this morning. It doesn't matter what you have lost. It doesn't matter what the devil has thrown against you. But God is requesting, praise me today in dancing. And when you do that, you will see how God will turn around. So when the devil is confused, it's wondering, I thought she was supposed to be sad. I thought she came to church moody this morning. I thought she was angry. I thought she was upset. But look at this person this morning dancing before God and excited. And God is set to do something exciting in your life in the name of Jesus. Can we look at 2 Samuel chapter 6? I want to read something to us and then I'll wrap it up here. 2 Samuel 6 from verse 14. I'll do 14 to 16 and then from 20. It says, And David danced before. So this was David. After I got the news that, Obed-Edom's place where we put the Ark of Covenants. God has blessed this guy, because the Ark was in his house. He would say, really? Please bring that thing to my place. No. So this guy's enjoying. We thought that the Ark would kill him. This guy's been blessed. His life has been transformed. Bring it to my own place. So verse 14 says, and David danced. So on the day that Ark was being brought, David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment. So David was wearing a tush clothes. Some people, maybe they are wearing white and they feel like, I don't go finish, I don't go feel roll for ground roll. Uncle, if you need to roll, roll. Auntie, roll if you need to roll. You're not going to reserve your dance for December Thanksgiving. Or for your wedding. Some people are reserving their dance for their wedding day. You don't know. They have planned their dance. That, my wedding, this I'm going to dance. Me, I actually planned my dance my wedding day. Unfortunately, I couldn't even dance. My husband outdanced me. Yes, Abby. Bride's supposed to dance more. That's right. But I don't know what happened. I don't just get part of that. I had to move body, but I didn't dance. My dad beat me in dancing, and I've made mouth. It's because I was reserving some dance step for my wedding day. Little did I know that I'll be so overwhelmed. So don't reserve it. Dance it today. As if today is your wedding day. Hey. If there's something you are trusting God for, that's how you're going to dance. That I'm trusting God for this healing. If God heals me, this I'm going to actually dance. If God gives me this breakthrough, this I'm going to dance. If God does this for me or does that for me, this is how I'm going to dance. That's how I'm going to dance today. So David was in his priestly attire, yet he danced before God. He was all, dressed in a fine way. He didn't care about his makeup, That, my makeup, I'm not sweat, I'm not clean it. Clean it anyhow. We're in the presence of God. Don't be concerned about anything. So David and all the people of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and blowing of ram's horn. Verse 16. But as the ark of the Lord entered the city, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. She didn't even join them to go and even bring the ark. When she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she was filled with contempt for him. Let's do verse 20. When David returned home to bless his own family. So after that, David blessed the people of God. Then he returned home to bless his own family. And this is how his wife welcomed him. Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. That she didn't even let him enter the house. As she saw him putting ball, was it Padiel or no? And then this is what she said to him. He said, how distinguished, she said in discourse, how distinguished the king of Israel looked today. I can imagine her rolling her eyes. Shamelessly exposing yourself to the servant girls. Really. You should be ashamed of yourself, O king of Israel. Look at how you danced. Oh my God, I can't even believe this is my husband. Really. Oh my goodness. You embarrassed me. She said a lot of things. The way some of you now, you came with the guy that both of you are liking each other. Forget him and dance. Maybe this dance is the one that will keep him. Mm-hmm. I will not say more than that. So she was disgusted. She felt like, really, I was embarrassed. Look at all the mates who are looking at you. And looking at David. And look at King David's response. Verse 21, please. He said, David retorted to Michal. He said, I was dancing before the Lord. David, look back at his life and say, hey, this is my daughter. I was dancing before the Lord. Who chose me above your papa and all his family? You don't say I should not dance. Me, that was a shepherd boy. I was just taking care of sheep. I was a nobody. I was ruddy. I wasn't looking like my father's son. Because, of course, from what we know from Bible history, David didn't have the same mother with other of his siblings. God took me from the backside and brought me here. A shepherd taking care of shepherd. You're not saying that she's not praise him. I will praise him without shame. I don't go look at your face. Today, I'm not coming, but I will praise God. So David was like, God took me and put me on the throne. He said, who chose me above your father and all his family? He appointed me as a leader of Israel, the people of the Lord. So I celebrate before the Lord. I'm not dancing for you, my beloved wife. So if the husband and wife here today, hey, your wife have been saying, kinikon, don't bother. Actually, we have my husband. I said, you don't know how to dance. And actually, I said, you don't know how to dance. I know your dance step. I can calculate it for you. But it's not in concept or disgust. We joke about it. But this one is not joking. This one was the fact that, you embarrassed me. Maybe his regalia pulled off. Maybe something happened along the way. Maybe he was sweaty and was not looking like the king, And she just felt like, this cannot be my husband. Yes, David told him that, see, it's not about you. It's about God who chose me. Do you know what God has done for me? If I recount what God has done for me, I don't know why I should not dance. I don't know why I shouldn't praise him. If I recall how God took me from death to life, for the first time in my life when I was having my baby, oxygen, remember, I don't know what oxygen is. I used to see it. When they put oxygen, I was asking myself, is it that I'm about to die or I'm dying? Because I didn't understand what was happening. I actually took it off at some point. I put it back. I took it off again. That's, you have to leave it. I didn't know something was happening to me already. So also what I was doing, removing it, I was operating from the realm of the spirit. But in the physical world, I was going to be a goner. And so God brought me here today. This is 1 year and 2 months plus later. And I don't have reasons to praise God. Some of you, motor for don't jam you, key you finish. But somehow, it didn't even jam you, but you are here. And you don't have reasons to praise God. You do have reasons. You tell somebody, say, you have reasons to praise God. In fact, tell them today you have reasons to dance. You do have reasons to give thanks to God. God has been faithful. You cannot tell me that God has not been faithful. I know that you may not have some of the things you need. Of course, there are things also I'm still trusting God for. But that doesn't stop the fact that it doesn't change that God is still good. God is good. God is still a good God. So today I'm charging you to be like David, who didn't care about what his wife was going to say. Don't care about that guy you came to church with. I know that he likes and respects you and has always seen you in a queenly way. Today, be like a slave girl. Do worry, worry for God. Don't bother. And say, oh, if I dance too much, he's going to look at me like, you're so local. In the presence of God, there's no tushness. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And joy doesn't come coordinatedly. Who is happy and is coordinated? Say, oh, I'm expecting. You will shout, you will jump, you will fly, you will run. You will do many things for God. Maybe you came in here with somebody that will definitely say something to you. Don't worry. Look at David. I didn't read the end verse. That thing brought about her being barren for the rest of her life. Because she despised the servant of God. She despised God's child. She despised somebody that was dancing for God. So please, don't despise anybody today. Today, it is mind your business dance you are doing. Any other dance, it no concern you. Off beat, on beat, any beat, it's not your business. It is my business with my God. God likes me. You are the one that is saying off beat. In God's ears. God is there in my own beat. And God is liking my dance step. I don't need to know the latest dance step. I don't even need it. Whatever I dance before God is acceptable. Because it is my body moving to some rhythm and say, I'm doing this for my God. I'm doing this for my God. Where you are seated there, can you just pray this morning? And say, Lord, as I offer this to you, this dance is my offering to God this morning. I want you to tie it to something. There's something you are believing God for. It's a good time to say, Lord, when my eyes finally see that you have healed me physically, you know that there are things God has done, but human being, I need to see him, God and believe him. It's okay. That when my eyes finally see, or when the eyes of other people can actually now see that God has done this, this time I'm going to dance. What people are getting married in our church in a couple of weeks. Praise God. Today's your dance day. Where are they? You will dance today. I'm watching. If you don't dance, we will not wed you. The way you dance. Okay, we have weddings coming up. Let me just say it already. We have weddings coming up in December by God's grace. So you will dance as if it's your wedding day. You will dance like that. Don't reserve it for that day. You will dance today. You will dance. You go shake body. Body go yell. You know, body go tell you. Say, when you get back home, body will say, hey, I did something in church today. So when you are there, just pray and say, Lord, this thing I've been trusting you for, I want to do this today. Because it's an instruction from our servant of God, from God's servant, from Pastor Mavis. It's an instruction in this month for us to dance. Not just today. Through this week, through this month, in this season, we are dancing. We're not waiting for December Thanksgiving. So tie it to something and say, Lord, this thing I've been trusting you for, let's do this today. I want to dance it out. I want to dance it out as if you have done it. Do you understand? As if you have done it like this, I'm saying like this. I want to dance like that. Just say that prayer. I say, Lord, as I do this, I release all of myself. No coordination, no forming, no tushness. It's just in God's presence. However I can dance, I will not be ashamed. David was not ashamed to dance before you. He was a king of Israel. First class citizen. He wasn't ashamed. Before God, he said, I will do it. If you say you don't have emotions, I don't remember. You have emotions. If money enter your account, you have emotions. So, if you don't have emotions, let me help you. Just assume that $1 million have entered your account. Use that emotion. Let me borrow the emotion to dance. That's the way that you should dance. Praise God, church. I pray that God will honor that thing you have asked for in your heart in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, Stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.